The National Institutes of Standards and Technology is updating a nearly four-year-old publication that guides how agencies protect their computer networks. NIST is trying to help agencies battle the changing nature of the cyber threat with a more focused set of requirements. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller has details on what NIST is doing. Welcome, Jason.
Good afternoon, Amy and Francis.
What cybersecurity publication is NIST updating, and why are they doing it?
Well, this is the special publication 853. This is one we've heard about, we've talked about. This is one of their big ones. This is all around security standards and guidelines. It's to for agencies to comply with the Federal Information Security Management Act, known as FISMA. This one specifically, 853, focuses on security controls for federal systems. Now, these are the controls that really safeguard and provide countermeasures to agencies to protect their specific systems. Now, NIST updated the guidance last in about 2005. They did some small updates in 2006 and again in 2007, but they haven't really done a major update in almost 4 years. And you know, as we've talked about many times on your show, as you guys talked about you heard from Greg Garcia earlier, the nature of cyber attacks are changing. They have changed. The sophistication of attacks are much, much broader, much more sophisticated. And, you know, it's just basically time to update it. So that's what they're in the middle of.
So what can some of the agencies expect, the types of changes they can look for in this updated publication?
There are several big changes coming. One of them, NIST is calling a security program plan. This is not just a security plan for a specific program or a project, but this is for the whole enterprise. And that's what Ron Ross, senior computer scientist at NIST, says.
But these controls deal, again, with enterprise issues that are required to be addressed under the FISMA legislation. And so if you look at the enterprise as an operating unit that has many information systems, the security program plan now will be one additional security plan required that will address these enterprise-wide requirements. So if you look at a typical enterprise, every information system would have a system security plan which would characterize and document the security controls that are applicable to that information system. And that will be done for every system within an enterprise. The program plan, there would be one of those developed for each enterprise. And in that program plan would be the family of PM controls, the program management controls, which address, as I said earlier, capital planning and budgeting, risk management, federal enterprise architecture, the assignment of a senior information security officer. All of these types of controls represent requirements that are at the enterprise level for operating a good information security program.
Now, Ross adds that all these controls are counted throughout the entire agency, and that's what's so important here, because it's the first time they're looking at it from that enterprise-wide approach. Some of the other changes include a new family of controls, for instance, one for supply chain management. So if you're buying your computer from, you know, pick a vendor X, and are, you know, how can you assure that what they're giving you is really what they're giving you, and is it safe? Are there any hidden back doors for someone to come hack into? And that's a huge issue. We've talked about that before as well. There's also a new mapping table to show the relationship between what NIST is doing and the international security standards. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of things that agencies really are going to need to pay attention to.
What is the status of NIST's work with the intelligence community and the DoD community to get all of these different standards to work together?
Well, this is something that they've been working on for some time, and it's been a fairly, I would say, a big problem, but you can't have DoD having their own and NIST and then NIST having their own civilian agencies. So the goal is to make sure NIST and documents and DoD and Intel cyber directives are really developed in parallel, and they're covering the basic minimums in a very similar way.
The overlap now is very high. We're getting a high degree of convergence, not just in the security controls area, but there are about five or six areas that we're working on the convergence. Assessing controls to see if they're effective. Again, they're working on a publication that parallels the 800-53 alpha document, which is our assessment guideline. They're working on a very similar guideline, which looks an awful lot like ours. The risk management framework is being adopted by the CNSS. Again, we'll have a common six-step process on how to actually manage risk with regard to information security and information systems. Certification and accreditation. This is another large area within the federal space. We're working very closely with the DoD and the ODNI to come up with a standard unified way that we authorize information systems, the CNA process, and turning that process into less of a paperwork exercise and more of a near real-time risk management process that can serve the entire federal community.
Ross says this collaboration is very similar to what was done back in 1986 when Congress passed the Goldwater-Nichols Act. I'm sure you remember that one, Francis. That's where all the services were told basically by Congress, you need to act as one. Stop acting separately. In some ways, that's what this effort is doing around cybersecurity, really giving the government that unified command in many ways. And it wasn't that in the past this was a huge problem or anything. It's just that, you know, DOD couldn't accept a Justice Department system and vice versa if they needed to share. It makes reuse a lot easier.
So then when's the updated document going to be available?
Well, Ross says NIST will issue the final draft publication about May 31st with a final document by July 31st. Now, remember, the public comment period really just closed at the end of March. They received a lot of public comments, so that's why it's going to take them a little longer than they'd hoped. And I also think that they're maybe taking some more time because of the cyber review that's going on within the White House, and they may, you know, kind of that may tweak things going on. Now, once they do issue this final document, agencies will have a year to comply with it. So even though it's final, they always have that grace period, if you will, so you can upgrade your security controls.
How can I find out more, my friend?
More. Monday, my first of my two-part interview with Ron Ross will be on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jay Norris, and, of course, on federalnewsradio.com.